The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on June 23, 1981 in Bangkok, Thailand. The class is part one.
Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunnavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jayo Jayo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhara Srivasadhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukha Kuroti Bacha Lang Pangurangayate Giring Hiyat Kripa Tamahang Vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavamsi Chaitanya Iswaram. Mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes down just like a rain cloud, throwing water everywhere without discrimination. The water of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is there for everyone. Just like the rain may rain on the road, on the street, side, in the forest, on the paddy field, on the house, all different places. Even it may rain on the ocean. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is being given freely, you see, to anyone who wants it. The qualification for receiving that mercy is simply that one should want it very deeply. But of course, there are many who are unfortunate that even though that mercy is being offered, they don't take it. Such an opportunity, such a mercy, such a facility is so rare. It only comes once in millions and millions of years. Like anything else, normally one has to work very hard to get also liberation. But by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's no hard work at all, practically speaking, in becoming Krishna conscious. It's simply a festival. It is a daily festival. Singing, dancing, feasting. You see. Life filled with color, festivities. Where is the difficulty? Yet people have become so selfish, so bodily attached, that they neglect this opportunity. Practically, one can dance his way back to Godhead. And if they miss this chance, again coming back in the cycle of reincarnation, it'll take millions of births. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is finished from this world, it's not so easy to get liberation. It's very difficult. There was a devotee who was worshipping Varaha for a long time, Ordinarily, it's very difficult to see Baraha, but because he was worshipping Baraha Navadvip, Baraha the boar avatar appeared to him and revealed that in Navadvip, his foot was placed when he killed Hiranyaksha, the demon. And that the place where he was worshipping was the eternal place of Baraha in Navadvip Dham. That Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, their places of pastime are not in this world. Although they are on the map, actually they are part of the spiritual sky, manifest here just to deliver fallen souls. The devotees can go there and take shelter of the Dham even for a few days or even for a moment, and that can help one unlimitedly in advancing in spiritual life and giving spontaneous devotion. But for those who are not able to live in the Dham all the time, then one can always be in the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by trying to carry out his order, by spreading his vani, his message. Haridas Thakur was asked that what type of chanting is more effective, the silent chanting to oneself or the loud chanting? He said, definitely the loud chanting is 100 times more beneficial. And a devotee asked, could you explain? And he said, yes, because by loud chanting, so many creepers, so many animals, birds and other, they are hearing that sound. Therefore, they are also getting the spiritual benefit. For that, Krishna is gratified. He's grateful. And his being pleased on the devotee destroys so many offenses. Someone may be chanting, but there are so many offenses, thinking that the holy name is imagination, or thinking that it's an exaggeration, or not respecting the guru or the shastras properly, not surrendering to guru, not being attentive. Well, it's like this, so many offenses are there. So therefore the chanting, although it has the effect that even one holy name can destroy all type of impediments due to our not fully throwing ourselves into the chanting, due to some offenses, the full name is not rising like the full sun in our heart, but just a little light is coming, you see. So by loudly chanting, that destroys so many offenses that chanting is 100 times more powerful. Similarly, then we can easily understand that when we are preaching the vani of Lord Chaitanya, which is the reason why loud chanting is going to other living entities. So when we're giving other living entities this message, when we are somehow or another encouraging them to come and take some prasadam to chant, then that is very pleasing to Lord Chaitanya and Krishna. Therefore, that service is destroying so many offenses, making our chanting more effective, making us advance more in Krishna consciousness. You see, Srila Prabhupada said that is a wonderful thing about being a householder, is that very informally you can invite friends and people to come into the house, and then on an informal basis you can say, well, let's chant some Hare Krishna and take some prasadam, and prepare a nice prasadam, offer to the deity, to the spiritual master and to the deity, and then give that prasadam to the guests. And this way, after, in a very nice setting, one can try to convince that person personally that we are having such a nice time in Krishna consciousness here in our house. You should also make your house a Krishna conscious ashrama. Make your house a grihastha ashrama. In this way, it is a very nice form of preaching. You see, just like in the business world, if you want to get a sale, what do? You take the person out to lunch, you take him home, and you give him a nice reception and meal and informal talk. And then after the mood is set, then you hit him up for the deal. All right, we need 5,000 tractors for this, that, whatever the, you know, the... Isn't that the way it works? Of course, nowadays they go into immoral acts, so we don't interested in that type of thing. We give our hospitality, this is a good opportunity to give hospitality, make a person feel nice, and then we have our contract. We want them to be contracted at the feet of the of Lord Krishna and his through his devotees. We want that these people should take up serving Krishna and make their life perfect. And we know that by that Krishna is especially pleased. Even more so than if we were just to chant ourselves, no doubt he is also pleased. But if we can get anyone else to also take up this devotional service, then we also get credit for their devotional service. You see, that is the difference. You see, instructing and preaching, as much as one can encourage others to take part in Krishna consciousness, so the person who is preaching, he also gets a benefit for that. Only if he misrepresents Krishna is he guilty of some offense. Afterwards, after preaching to that person, if the person on his own account commits some offense or falls down, that original preacher, he's not at all responsible. He's not responsible that the person didn't follow later on. He did his best. He gave the message purely. It's up to that person to follow or not, you see. While on the other hand, the initiating spiritual master, he has got very difficult. We can see that how their situation is much different, because when they give initiation, then they're responsible, you see. Later on, if the person decides, well, no, I don't want to go continue chanting, or falls down, the reaction and the responsibility also comes back on the initiating guru. You see. And therefore, they may get sick, or they may have to suffer in so many ways, take another birth. So many problems are there. You see. That's why it's not recommended in this age to take too many disciples. You see, the reason I'm bringing up is only because we can see that how by the preachers, they should feel very encouraged. As many people they can bring closer to Krishna, by simply giving that pure message, they're getting the, without any obligation, they're getting pure mercy. Because to whatever extent that person is also serving, Krishna is, he's keeping track that, oh, because this devotee distributed the book, or he preached, or he encouraged that person is also chanting. So, that devotee gets credit for all that devotional service. And there's no, if later on, if that person stops, there's also no responsibility. You see, unless it's due to his, you see, giving some type of false instructions. So, this is a very good opportunity. Here you have all facilities, nice cars, nice houses, everything is there, nice family. In Malaysia, there's not too much trouble for economics. In India, a lot of the people, they're just struggling to make the ends meet. Of course, the whole world is always a struggle to make ends meet. But materially speaking, the standard is definitely more advanced by the modern analysis as far as having houses and cars and ready cash and all these things. So there's no real problem. People, especially those who know about this culture, why they should be so foolish? They can see the whole world. Just like last night the man was asking that we're very attached to money nowadays. They can see the whole world is running after money, but who is satisfied? They can see that the countries, just like in Atlanta, I was there and they were saying that police, that well, we're underpaid, we're only getting $20,000 a year, American dollars, which is about 45,000 Malaysian dollars a year, which is not just like nothing. I mean, it's not a bad salary. But they're saying we're underpaid, and that is one of the cities which has the highest crime rate. And there was a board, so many hundred thousand breaking and entering, so many tens of thousands of murders, so many 16,000 murders, 50,000 rapes, So just the one whole list, and you saw that just everything was either over 10,000 and some were in 100,000 crimes for a population of only 4 or 5 million. That means that per capita there was like one crime for every 5 people. So police are saying, we can't do anything. So the people, now they're installing in their houses like in India, those bars on the window. But what can they do? So this is what's happening, is that because of lack of Krishna consciousness, lack of God consciousness, in spite of having so much money, so much material facility, it's becoming more and more like a jungle. Because the people are becoming more animalistic. Just like when one's in the jungle, one always has to have one weapon. Because any time some wild boar, some tiger, some bear, wild jackal, something, snake may attack. Jungle means danger at every step. So practically it's safer to be in the jungle than to be in these big cities. I was in St. Louis and I asked why the streets are empty at 6 o'clock at night. There's no people. They said, no one goes out at 6 o'clock at night. I said, it's still light. I said, it's not even dark. He says, no, as soon as the office is closed, everybody goes home. Because after the office hours, if you're downtown, then you can be attacked by gangs of armed, these hooligans, robbers. And if you're not attacked by the robbers who are wandering around drunken and taking intoxication, then you'll be picked up for the police that while you are around at this time, you must be yourself an armed robber. Therefore nobody, they don't stay out. As soon as work is over, they all go home and they stay in their house and watch TV and lock the door. So what is the question of, you see, modern society, they're having money, they're having everything, but they're living in complete fear. That means jungle. So money is not the solution. You should tell the people, chant Hare Krishna. We don't say throw your money. No, but don't think that money is your solution. You have money, that's your mercy. Krishna has given that mercy to you. Now make your life Krishna conscious. This life you may have some. What about your next life? Don't think that in this life, that simply you have money and forget about the next life. Next life you'll be in a big trouble. And this life is also going bad to worse. Make the house, build it on the strong foundation, build it on the basis of Krishna consciousness. Chant Hare Krishna, make other people Krishna conscious, be happy, make others happy. This is the secret of success. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Take the good from their filthy place. Why take good, bad, everything mixed up? Here in these developing nations, they can pick the good things and leave out the bad things. Take whatever is good and from technology, if such anything good exists. And also keep the good of the culture. The good of the Vedic culture, the good of our Krishna conscious culture. Take the best of everything and make one's life perfect. This is our humble request. We are simply traveling beggars requesting the people to make themselves perfect and make others perfect. Thank you very much.
Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa 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 Paramahans